Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Carscatton here, Christian Center Report Daily Podcast. So glad you joined us. We're discussing today the Hebraic month of Tishri, the seventh month on the biblical calendar. This is a month the Lord spoke about the return of the favor of the Lord for the next season. Very, very important month. Let's talk about it today.
Open your heart to a fresh start, send your fears away. You've made mistakes, you feel it. You got what it takes, believe it. Any wrong can be made right, just forgive it, you need not fight. Shana tova umetuka, it's Rosh Hashanah.
Shana na 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 tova umetuka. Keep your apple in the honey,
it's Rosh Hashanah.
It is a new month of hope. I know we're past Rosh Hashanah, but I just love that song. And we're just going to receive the importance of that month and what God is doing. Well, welcome. It's Monday, the 18th day of September, 2023. 18, the number of life and new life in the earth. And we are going to talk about the Hebraic month of Tishri, or the seventh month on the biblical calendar. I know we realize some are saying this is the new year, 5784. I like that because I think the Lord speaks through that number, and that's just more of the thought of what year we are from the time of creation, or at least close to it, the 6,000 years, which we've been believing for a long time. But I believe it's much more than that. I think it has been perverted probably somewhat. The scripture talks about the first month being back in the spring prior to Passover, right at Passover, and then this is the seventh month. It is a month of harvest. It's a new harvest, and that's one thing we got Sunday at our meeting. Man, we just had a blowout Sunday. I don't know what happened in the spirit realm fully. Had other plans in the natural, but the spirit of revelation was in the room. It was so strong, seeing so clearly. God was speaking so clearly. And I believe this is what this season is about. There's a returning of hope and a returning of the favor of the Lord back on his people. So let's talk about this month today. And I want you to get this download. Seven is a number of completion. I know you know that. We've taught that. Everybody teaches that because why? 6 days rested, seventh day completion. And then we start another season after that. Eight is, we call new beginnings, but it's not always. It's really a reset moment. That's what I like to think of eight. We're finished, and now we start anew, afresh. And eight just represents we finished a seven season, a cycle of seven, and we start something new. So I hope you are expectant for what the Lord's doing. I think the prophetic across the board, across the people that we trust, the vetted people we trust, and the ones what we're hearing ourselves, I don't know that I can remember a feast that has been more hopeful than this one, that we just came through Rosh Hashanah. And the words that are coming forth are just amazing. Chuck Pierce had a word at his head of the year conference, and one of the things he talked about, what, like for America especially, he said, this next year is not going to be about the presidential election. It's going to be more than that. It's going to be a justice, a judicial issue. He talked about the Supreme Court and other issues. And when he said it, I just thought, wow, it just took the weight off of the pressure of Americans to elect the right president. I'm not saying we shouldn't pray, and we will, and we'll talk about it. We'll press into it. But the fact is, that's not the most important issue. Everything was so hopeful. Everything was so full of life from what I was watching at their conference. But for us as well, we're getting this wind of the Spirit of a harvest that's coming. I do believe that this is going to be a year of evangelism and boldness. We're going to share the gospel, and people are going to get saved. They're going to turn their lives over. We've been believing that like another Jesus revolution would happen. In America, there's a college in Alabama called Auburn. They have a little revival breaking out in the last couple weeks. Hundreds of kids are being baptized, being touched by the Lord. We're going to see these breakouts. We believe prophetically. We're not going to see one big move and everybody rally about around it. It's going to be these little fires that break out. So this is a very important month. Of all the biblical months, seven is probably the one of most important, because the three feasts that are included in that, Rosh Hashanah, Feast of Trumpets, Yom Kippur, you know, Day of Atonement, and then Tabernacles or Sukkot. And those are all the end of the age. So it points to a place of completion and finishing. And so today we're on, I think it's the third of Tishri today, but we are pushing through, and I want you to have this hope for the season ahead. And it's a belief right now that we are going to be fruitful and multiply in the season. That's what this month is about, the tribe of Ephraim. And that's what it represents, is fruitfulness and multiplication. I had some words Sunday that I heard very clear. I was scared of some of the things I was hearing. I heard at the end of the year, we're going to have many testimonies of people being debt-free, of miracles and signs and wonders, of how God showed up month after month. I think one of the key words was the flow that's going to come from the Lord, like the pool of Bethesda, you know, when everybody would try to get in there, when the water's being stirred, the Lord gave us a word that it's going to be stirred all the time. And we know prophetically probably it's already happening, but there's a truth in that. And we have to press into that moment to believe that we're going to see healings, whatever we have need of, and wherever our faith lies, that we're going to see that come to pass. And abundance is what we're seeing. And we're believing for that abundance and that strength that's going to come from the Lord this month and beyond. So this is a time to return to God and experience His glory. That's what the feasts do for us anyway. They return us to the truth of what they represent, Feast of Trumpets. And we talked about that at our service on Friday night. If you didn't get to see that, you can go watch the replay on YouTube. And we talked about the significance of the power of resurrection that comes from that, and how we told the story of Abraham and the ram in the thicket. The whole picture there, that doesn't matter what we give up for the Lord, whatever He asks us to give Him, there's a guarantee of resurrection of some level. Now, that never measures out the way you think it should or way it would, but God is going to show up in a special way. And I want you to have an expectation that you're going to receive a touch from the Lord this month and beyond, and move us into this next season. I am not, and nor should you be, scared of the Day of Atonement. You know, in Jewish faith, you know, right now they're all repenting of their sins. They're trying to see if their name's in the book of life, and I get that. For us who are believers in Messiah Jesus, we know our names in the books of life, because we gave our life to the Lord. We surrendered it to surrendered our life to Him, and He removed our sin as far as the east is from the west, and He made a place for us to be in that book. So that's what this month represents to us. God wants to recognize His redemptive plan this month. This is not fortune telling. The heavens declare the redemptive plan of God, and we need to walk in this plan in the earthly realm. The Word of God is on a cycle or a circuit. Psalms 19:6 talks about this. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the word circles the earth. Or in other words, the sun makes a circuit until we begin to pull the word down and see the manifestation in our midst. And I am at a moment, I hope you are too, that you believe that we're going to see this manifestation come forth right now. I have a hope for favor returning. That's one of the main things I'm seeing in the spirit, is it's going to return. Also, unbelievable miracles. That's what we talked about last week about Rosh Hashanah, is the resurrection power. But Sunday, I was kind of scared to say this. I've heard of miracles this way. I've not seen them myself. But I heard the word autism, and the Lord said, this will be a year where you see autism healed. Now, that is one of the most difficult diagnoses in the world right now. And there's a lot of controversy on where it comes from. And I'm not here to condemn, because if I start talking about it, some people are going to be condemned by doing, even talking about the potential places it comes from. But the fact is, it is one of those things that it's untreatable. I mean, they give people some medications to help them. Anyway, we had a young lady in our meeting who is autistic, and I heard this scream when I said it. I didn't know it, but she has autism, and she was receiving it for herself, and I felt like, God, please give us a first fruit of that miracle. Now, I've heard of testimonies out at Bethel, Bill Johnson's ministry out in California, where they are seeing autism healed. So it is something that is happening, and I want you to believe for that. And I think that's a type of what's going to happen. And this Hebraic month, and this month of Tishri, I believe it starts, okay, we finished seven. We're starting, in a sense, completion. We're in the rest of the Lord, and we're going to see the promise of what God has told us and what he's died for. So let's just say this for this month. Everything is ramping up. How about that? That this is a month where we're going to see increase of everything, what God is doing and what he's saying, and that we're going to have this awakening this month and removing that which would keep us or keep you from returning to what God has for you. Okay, so that means hindrances that have kept you from what has been promised to you are going to be removed. And I want you to have that expectancy. I don't want you to say, well, maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. Believe with us, and I'm going to pray with you, that it will be that for you as well. Now, Robert Heidler and Chuck Pierce, in their book, they write about Tishri in association with the Hebrew letter Lamed, which signifies the aspiration to return to your absolute source. Now, think about what I just said there. During this month, you need to decree that the things that have been scattered will be returned to you. And that is a theme we have been getting. Remember in Matthew 9, it tells the story of the woman who pressed through the crowd to touch the hem of Jesus' garment, right? Tishri is the month to press through to touch him. This is a month that you can press through to actually feel the presence of the Lord. And you can touch him in such a way that he releases virtue to you. Now, ask yourself this question right here in the middle of this podcast. What have you lost? What is scattered that needs to be returned to you? In Louisiana, we have this anointed word that, over our state, that we're going to move from fragmentation to fruitfulness. Now, we all understand the word fragmentation if we understand English to a certain degree. It's things that are breaking off and they're all over the place. Or if you want to look at a puzzle piece that's everywhere, you know, you have all the pieces of the puzzle, but they're all over the place and they have to be put back together. It's not that you're missing anything. And we have to agree with that. God has provided everything we need for life and for giving, for everything we have. We just got to put it in place. So I want you to join me right now and decree that the things that have been scattered are going to be returned to you. Things have been taken away or separated from you. So, Father, we decree that. You agree with me? I decree that I'm going to get everything that's been scattered and to come back to my house. I decree, Lord, that your word is yes and amen in that area, and you will be faithful to that word during this season according to this significance, Lord. We want to be like that woman with the issue of blood, that we press through our circumstances to touch him and expect the virtue that's in him to be imparted to us. I pray that right now we come in agreement with our decree. All right. It's also a month that's linked with arousal and awakening, as well as other things which keeps us from returning to the Lord, even bitterness. And a lot of people don't process bitterness right. But during this month, we're going to believe that we're going to move through that, and we're going to be cleansed of all bitterness. We've been teaching on that in our ministry. Go listen to some of the stuff one of our pastors, John West, has been releasing. We believe that that's what this month for. Well, I can go on and on. I just want to encourage you today This is a big month. It's a big season. Expect it. We're going to build on that and the prophetic that God is releasing right now and releasing over you. I know the Lord's going to speak this week in such a special way. I don't want to be the only one hearing. I want us all to hear. Father, open all our ears that as a collective group, as a collective body, we are going to hear you and you're going to speak into our lives. You're going to speak to us the time it is and what we should do in this coming season. Father, bless each one. Remove these fragmentations and bring each one into the fruitfulness that's prophesied over their life. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. All right, God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Well, thanks for listening each and every day here on our daily podcast. We hope you enjoyed that. Again, thank you for all of you that have been giving. Your giving has really helped us. If you notice on our web streams, we have new video equipment. We're trying to get our systems upgraded. Give some grace while we're learning the new system. And that is available. Thank you. Many of you sewed into that. And you can do that at ChristianCenterStreetport.com. There's a give button there, or you can do it on our app. Again, don't forget our app has changed quite a bit. We've added a lot of new features on there now, giving you the materials you need to help navigate through this season. All right, God bless you. Come back tomorrow, and we'll keep building during this season.